Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, November 10th. You'll be interested to know, 56 years ago, today, in 1969, Sesame Street premiered as an inventive children's television program that combined puppetry, live action, animation, and music to teach letters, numbers, and empathy to preschool viewers across America. It established a model for educational broadcasting by showing how entertaining content can promote early childhood learning and inclusion. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, light rain is likely, and it feels like 58 degrees with 4 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:25, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:30. It looks like we're in for a cloudy day with rain and patchy fog and a high near 61, accompanied by a light southwest breeze at 3 to 8 miles per hour and a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies, a low around 32, and a southwest wind picking up to about 9 miles per hour, with gusts reaching up to 21 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be just before 8:30, with a high tide just after 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 54 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Veterans Day will be mostly sunny with a high near 42 and west winds around 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 32. Tuesday night into Wednesday morning stays breezy with gusts near 31. Then Wednesday is mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain around mid-morning and a high near 47 before turning mostly cloudy Wednesday night with lows near 38 and lighter west winds. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the blade of a wind turbine broke off in southeastern Massachusetts on Friday, prompting investigations to determine the cause of the incident. Fortunately, no one was hurt, according to Plymouth police. Images from the scene showed the damaged blade lying in a cranberry bog in Buzzards Bay, several hundred feet from the base of the 300-foot-tall turbine. Firefighters reported no hazards in the area after canvassing, and the turbine automatically shut down when the blade detached, following safety protocols. Chief Neil Foley expressed relief that the turbine was located away from residential areas, while state officials are looking into the matter. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Chargers routed the Pittsburgh Steelers 25-10 at SoFi Stadium on Sunday Night Football. The Chargers' defense excelled, limiting the Steelers to just 221 total yards, forcing 3 turnovers and sacking Aaron Rodgers in the end zone for a safety. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert completed 20 passes for 220 yards and 1 touchdown, highlighting his connection with Ladd McConkey. Keenan Allen set the franchise record for receptions, surpassing Antonio Gates, as Kimani Vidal led the rushing attack with 95 yards on 25 carries. The Steelers fell to 5 wins and 4 losses, leaving their playoff hopes uncertain. In local sports, the Patriots' offense leaned on 2 rookies, Trevon Henderson and Kyle Williams, in a 28-23 victory over the Buccaneers, marking their 7th straight win. Veteran receiver Stephen Diggs' motivational words sparked Henderson's breakout performance, featuring touchdown runs of 55 and 69 yards. "I see so much potential," Diggs said, emphasizing the importance of not being tackled. Henderson's performance made him the first player in Patriots history to record 2 touchdown runs of more than 50 yards in one game. The team received key contributions from Henderson and Williams, who had a 72-yard touchdown. The Patriots will host the New York Jets on Thursday. In top news, results from a 6-year research project out of Cornell reveal a surprisingly simple route to happiness, suggesting a practical way to maintain purpose in chaotic times. While many Americans report feeling depressed and anxious, the research indicates that articulating one's purpose can significantly enhance mental and physical health. Involving around 1,200 students, the study found that those who received contributions to pursue meaningful activities reported greater well-being than non-recipients. Psychology professor Todd Kashtan emphasizes focusing on contributions to others rather than oneself as a path to happiness. This insight could be especially beneficial for the younger generation, who often crave a sense of purpose. In business news, valuation worries and a record-long government shutdown hang over markets this week. After a busy week of news and earnings, a calmer 5-day stretch awaits investors. Tech stocks faced one of their worst weeks this year, with declines in Palantir and Nvidia, leading the Nasdaq to a 3% decline. The S&P 500 fell 1.7%, while the Dow lost closer to 1.3%. The U.S. government shutdown, now the longest on record, is likely to extend into a 6th week. U.S. consumer sentiment plunged in November, reaching a 3-year low, as fears about the shutdown's economic effects grow. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% over the weekend to just over $106,000. Ethereum is up 8% to just over $3,600. And XRP is up 10% to $2.45. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Stuck in traffic, Google plans to enhance Google Maps with its AI assistant, Gemini. This feature allows drivers to ask complex questions and perform tasks using voice commands. With more than 2 billion monthly users, Google Maps is integrating new artificial intelligence features to compete with OpenAI and Meta. Users can engage with Gemini by saying, "Hey, Google," or tapping the icon. The assistant can also summarize sports results and news during commutes. Amanda Moore, product director, emphasized that this technology is becoming vastly more visual and interactive. However, users must allow access to their services for Gemini to function effectively. And in entertainment news, Vince Gilligan, known for creating the iconic series Breaking Bad, is shifting gears with his new Apple TV show, Pluribus. This sci-fi epic features an unlikely hero, Carol Sturka, played by Rhea Seehorn, marking Gilligan's first female protagonist. Set to premiere on November 7th, the show explores themes of wish fulfillment and human connection, addressing the loneliness felt in today's society. Gilligan aims to move away from the anti-hero narrative that has saturated pop culture, believing it's time for heroes to take center stage once more. As he embarks on this new journey, Gilligan remains committed to storytelling that resonates with modern audiences. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American educator and author, John Dewey. And he said, "Education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.